This Living Traditions moment is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. Western North Carolina's pottery-making tradition runs deep across cultures. The Cherokee made pots long before European contact, using clay from their native region. Among the types of clay available in Cherokee lands was kaolin, clay they referred to as uniker, meaning white, which they used to a limited extent in their wares. Kaolin, which is also known as Carolina China clay, became an essential ingredient in the manufacture of fine china and porcelain. In 1767, Josiah Wedgwood, head of the famous English pottery manufacturing firm, became aware of superior kaolin deposits in the Cherokee backcountry. He sent his representative, Thomas Griffith, into the Cherokee heartland in search of samples of the white burning clay. From his diary, we know that Griffith visited a clay mine just south of the Indian town of Cowie on the Little Tennessee River in November of that year. By the time he embarked for England the following spring, he had dug and shipped five or more tons of kaolin for Wedgwood. In 1769, Wedgwood took out a patent for a painting process called encaustic ornamentation using the clay, and in the 1770s, he used it to prepare gems and cameos as well as for making jasper, a porcelainous stoneware. However, no further attempts were made to secure additional clay from the Cherokee because of the cost and the difficulties involved. Kaolin was extensively mined in western North Carolina from the late 1880s until around 1950, and old kaolin quarries still dot the landscape. Today, the eastern band of Cherokee Indians has the longest continuing pottery tradition of any tribe in the United States on their original homeland. And the tribe is revitalizing pottery traditions practiced thousands of years before the Wedgwood name would gain international prestige. This Living Traditions moment is a production of the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, preserving and celebrating the culture of our North Carolina mountains and foothills.